the Saturday Light Brigade. We're glad to have TJ Conley here today. And if you tuned in, especially for him, TJ of Chrome Moses and some other groups, he's here. And thanks for your indulgence as the quartet finished up. What a busy Youth Express hour and a busy Halloween morning as well. We'll talk with TJ in a couple seconds, but we're going to just get started right away. This is TJ Conley.
Thank you, Larry. This song is about caring for someone that maybe isn't in your city, maybe lives a little bit further away. This one's called 100 Miles. Well, I don't want to read the news, don't want to be a substitute. I can't pay all my way making sound. I won't map another check. I'm always walking from a wreck. And the money man, they said, is leaving town. But then you walk in the room, and I swear flowers start to bloom. And the sun pushes in through the curtains. And the air that I breathe, it starts to taste so awful sweet. I forget about the ways I'm so uncertain. Cause you buy me boots and you make my bed. Then we'll catch a matinee. Doing nothing, oh, that's something you can see. With my love right by my side, I might make it home tonight. Through the fall, I can see there is some light. Well, 100 miles past farms and fields, by factory signs, you right. And 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, I'll ride. With a museum in the day, and then dinner by the bay. First a walk, then a wait, then a stutter. So nervously confused, so awfully amused, so taken that I may have found a love. Buy me boots and make my bed, then we'll catch a matinee. Doing nothing, just that's something you can see. With my love right by my side, I might make it home tonight. Through the fall, I can see there is light. Well, 100 miles past farms and fields, by factory signs you ride. Well, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles I'll ride. And 100 miles past farms, past fields, past factory signs that glide. Well, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, I'll ride.
It's TJ Conley. Hi, I forgot how much I like your voice and your writing. It's good to have you here.
Thanks, Larry.
Tell me about that song. Relatively new or old?
It's kind of an older song. The last time I was in here in the studio, I was with my band called The Wheels, and I think we played that one. That was a Wheels song. So maybe that song's about 4 or 5 years old. And like I said, it's about kind of being in a relationship with someone that doesn't live in the same city as you. So you get all these fantastic times when you are together, and it's great. And then there's times when you're far apart, and you just kind of have to deal with that. So that's what that song's about.
It's a great song. So Chrome Moses, one band, and The Wheels as well for you?
Yeah. We share similar members. My good friend, my musical partner, Joe Piacquadio, he was in The Wheels with me, and he is the lead singer and guitar player in Chrome Moses. Now, Chrome Moses' music sounds a little bit different than what I'm playing. We're a harder rock, blues rock trio. We play in Pittsburgh, and we play outside of Pittsburgh. And it's been a really good experience with Chrome Moses, with Joey and I,
and the things we've been doing lately. We just opened for a guy named Anders Osborne.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Anders Osborne.
Yeah, it was a really good
show. I mean, I know of him.
Yeah, it was a cool show. It was up in Johnstown, actually. They have this really beautiful new outdoor venue.
Yeah, that was like in September or late August.
Yeah, that's when it was.
I was actually in Johnstown, but I had to leave 2 days before that show.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I love Johnstown. Actually, the 100 Miles was written about a girl who was living in Johnstown at the time, ironically. But I really like Johnstown. We play there a lot. Anywhere, you know, a lot of cities that are a couple hours away, we play because, you know, we're an unsigned band and we have no management, no label. So we kind of play closer cities as opposed to traveling very far. But yeah, the Anders show was really cool. Chromosis also has, we just landed a spot on a Roots and Blues festival in Lancaster in February. And it has Tinsley Ellis as the headliner and Wayne Hancock. So there's some nice gigs that, some nice spots that we're getting like that. And then there's a lot of other stuff locally that we do. We play the Deutschtown Music Fest. We play Rant. A lot of the Pittsburgh things that we play. We have this really cool event coming up in December. Hugh Twyman is a local music blogger. He's been covering local music for over 10 years. And he's a really good dude. And, you know, we're here at a public radio facility. And I think it's really important that, you know, anything that isn't mainstream, I'm more drawn to. Anything that isn't big media, I'm drawn to. And I think that's important for what Hugh does and what he's been doing for the city. Local music's getting a little more popular, and I love to see that.
Yeah, he's a good writer, too.
He is, and he's, you know, he really has local music, you know, really first and foremost in his heart and what he does. So he throws a benefit show. It seems like it's turning into a yearly thing. It's at the end of December. And it's a benefit show for medical help for a Pittsburgh musician named Carl Hendricks. And we played it last year, and it was a great time. And we're playing it this year, and there's a lot of Pittsburgh bands on it. Chet Vincent's going to be on there with us, and Recluse, and a bunch of other Pittsburgh bands. That's in December, and that's going to be a really nice thing. And playing these Pittsburgh-based shows with Hugh and with the other bands that we've met over the years. You know, it's really nice to be able to do that. So we get out of town some, but these Pittsburgh shows are really great, you know, really great experience for us to play.
Well, I think more and more people are craving not just music, but media of all types, whether it be books, movies, that are strikingly original, quirky, authentic, and truly not manufactured to appear as such, not acid wash jeans, jeans that have really shown that kind of wear.
Right. I agree with you. I totally agree with you too. And I think that there's all these alternative places to get your music and your culture that, you know, are popping up with the internet and all the ways we can, you know, access this media. I agree with you. And I think it's great that guys like you are out there, you know, being major proponents of this type of stuff.
TJ Conley is the voice of who you're listening to here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to play a new song next. By new, I mean it probably would have been a Wheel song, but we're not really recording so much anymore. So this is a song. It's called, I think the song title is going to be called Jenny, but there's already a very popular song called Jenny. So this is called The Other Song About Her. Like in parentheses, it would say The Other Song About Her. This is Jenny, The Other Song About Her. I bet the sand pile is salt. I bet the bricks are all freezing. We're drowsy, you're dreaming, and it's just after dawn. You're fumbling around for that Let's Go Pens lighter. Threw some sheets and the nightstand and the clothes you had on. And I know you think a little less of me because I work with a shovel. I know you kind of really like me, the way I got this long hair. I know you go after boys who get you into trouble. It's like trying to save them is what gets you to care. We go out, we get it in. Well, it's last fall again. We'll go home, we'll get out. Well, wait for tomorrow. I said, Jenny, all Jenny. Well, who
would I run to, and why would I bother, and when would I call? It's like chumps like us, Jenny, like chumps like us, Jenny, who don't stand in the doorways or block up the halls. And baby, you're just like me, a little lost, a little lonely. You're looking for something, and it isn't this. It's like some nights we fight just for some feeling, like some nights we're here just for the chair. We go out, we get it in. This last call again, we'll go home, we'll get out, and we'll wait for tomorrow. Scaffolds froze over, I bet the rain turned to snow, and now it's falling like flies. I bet we'll lay here just silently clutching and breathing, and we'll pull back the shades, and we'll cover our eyes. I said, Jenny, oh Jenny, well who could I run to, and why would I bother, man, when would I call? When they insult our injuries, barbed with dull daggers in those awful big pools from them packs of palm malls. We go out, we get it in. Well, it's last fall again. We'll go home, we'll get out, and we'll wait for tomorrow to go out. This last fall again, we'll go home, we'll get out, and we'll wait for tomorrow.
TJ Conley, that's a great song, Jenny, the other song about Jenny. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. I just put up a link to Chrome Moses's Facebook page up on our own Facebook page if you want to check it out and like or befriend the group. And also, you can get to it via slbradio.org. I don't think you've got any immediate gigs coming up from what I saw.
With Chrome Moses?
Anything you're involved in.
We actually, there are two shows coming up with Chrome Moses. The first one is at a relatively newer venue over in Lawrenceville called Spirit. And it's with a band that's on the road. We're opening for them. They're out of like the Rochester, Buffalo area. They're called Wild Adriatic. They played Bonnaroo. They're a pretty successful band. They get around the country, so we're gonna support them on November the 10th at Spirit. And then we have another really cool show. One of the reasons it's not on our Facebook page is it's at a smaller place in Dormont, and I'm from Dormont. And I'd like to talk about this place because it's really, in my mind, it's a special place. It's called the R Bar, and it's really, maybe nowadays, it's more of like a throwback music venue.
I know the R Bar.
It's a smoky little place, and it is smoky. If you're going to come to the show, you know, a lot of people aren't accustomed to dealing with the smoke anymore. But it's a great place for music in a lot of ways. Whenever the owner bought the place maybe 5 years ago and started having music there, I didn't know him. And over the years, I've become good friends with him. He and his wife, Gary and Debbie Hodel, Really, they're music lovers, and they made an effort to bring music into the R-Bar. And it's small, the stage is small, but there is a crowd that shows up there for music, and it's a really great thing. It's in the community that I'm from, and I think places like that are really important for the fabric of music in the area. You know, not all shows can be these big multi, you know, a couple hundred people at the show where big time promoters are involved and things like that. I think there's something to the small show, you know, the small little rock and roll bar that has bands. Gary has bands four nights a week, and he really, really does well. And there's people that go there to listen to the music. And it's a great little local spot. And Cro-Moses will be there on November 14th with a band from Pittsburgh called Big Gypsy, my friend Jessica's band. And it's going to be a really great show. We're really looking forward to it. We usually don't put the event on Facebook until the week before because it's a smaller place and it can only hold so many people. So, you know, 1 week before, so coming up here next weekend, we'll launch the show on Facebook. And if you see that and you want to come check it out, but it's not for the faint of heart. It's going to be smoky and loud, and you might not get a seat, but it's a really cool experience. It's really kind of a throwback to, you know, a juke joint rock and roll show, and we're looking forward to that. That's on the 14th at the R Bar.
That's good to know. And Dormont, you know, my first full-time job out of college was in Dormont, and that's how I really got to know Dormont. In fact, it was Potomac Avenue that did in one of my – well, my first car, actually. It was Potomac Avenue that defeated it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great things between the Hollywood and other things. There's still a lot of local businesses all along West Liberty. I just drove through there the other day, in fact.
There is. And I was born there, and I still live there. And I really love the community. For the fact of what you're saying, there's a lot of local businesses. And it seems like things are coming back, too, not just in Dormont, but up on Brookline Boulevard. Things are getting a little nicer, and there seems to be people that are supporting these local businesses more, and people that really like the fact that they don't have to drive to a strip mall to get some of the things they need, and you could go out on foot, and there's the Hollywood, and you know, it's really nice. I love the community, and I love being able to share music with my community, and that's another reason why the R Bar, I think, is such a great place. I live right down the street from it, and it's really nice that there's all these great musicians and great bands that just, you know, are right up the street from me.
T.J. Connolly is who you're listening to. What's next?
Okay, I'm going to play an upbeat song next to try to get the tempo up a little bit. This is a song I wrote. It's a Wheel song, and I wrote it about another Pittsburgh musician who I'm obviously very impressed by, and I've always been very blown away by her talents. And this is called Jody is a Player.
Player, that's what everybody's saying at the bars. Well, Kiwan is close. Kept the matches in a packet and a purple leather jacket. Had a name on the ticket stub. She made a beeline down to the set it just in time to find that everybody's moving away. Like a somber song to Miss Omega's when she started whistling. She blew all the boys away. She blew them all the way home. The refrain goes on, where the taillight blow. That's right, she tried. That's right, she tried. That's right. She said she got to strumming in her brother's basement, barrio, a Marshall, and a hummingbird. I heard that her daddy was a real rock and roller, but he never ever says a word. Sang, ooh, ah, Willie, and acted kind of silly, just doing what she had to do. Like a somber song to Miss Omega when she started whistling, and the boys knew that they were through. She drives all the way home. The refrain goes on. Well, the taillight blow. A size, Jody, Jody, what's that song you sing about when your plans fell through? I love the line about how the diamond ring or something you fix with glue. Jody was a player, that's what everybody's saying. The bars were Kiwanis Club. Had a matches and a packet in the bleachers by a jacket. Had a name up in front of the club. She could see all I could feel and everything was reeling there. All the people started to sway. And like a song was on the missile man, Jody started whistling, blew all the boys away. She blew them all the way home. The refrain goes on, where the tail light blow. That's how she jive, that's how she jive. She jives all the way home. The refrain goes on, where the tail light blow. That's how she jive, that's how she jive. She jives all the way home.
TJ Conley, you're a good writer. I really
thanks so much.
Not to single out, your lyrics are just very detailed and very creative. You know, I was thinking about the Let's Go Pens lighter a couple songs ago, and then a couple of the there was one line in what you was there a Kiwanis something or other
and
what you just
The Kiwanis Club, it's there's a lot of you know, in kind of the independent, non-promoter DIY music movement, there's lots of shows that are thrown now at twice a year we throw a show at, maybe three times a year. Crow Moses throws a show at the Dormont VFW, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Yeah,
we rent the room and we bring our PA in, and people come in and charge a cover. We charge a cover, and it's a great time for everybody. And that's when I wrote this song about Jody. The wheels were on a bill with her up in Boswell. I think it might not actually be a Kiwanis Club. It might be an American Legion, but I think the three-syllable Kiwanis sounds better in there.
Yeah, and Kiwanis, I think, typically, like, take over a restaurant or something. Doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just a great detail in the song. And you wrote this, you were thinking she was in an American Legion. What's her last name?
Her name is Jody Perrigo. I wouldn't be surprised if you had her in here before. She's a fantastic performer. She's got a great voice, and she does whistle really well. She whistles like how in the Disney movies when Snow White would whistle and like has that vibrato. She's just an all around great writer and performer.
I think she has been here.
She probably has. I guess what kind of compelled me to write the song is we were playing on a multi band bill in her hometown at a Legion Club or something, and there was all these guys and all these bands with all this gear. And people, the wheels included, just dragging keyboards and big amps and guitars and all these things, dragging them in big trucks and vans. And then here comes Jody with a ukulele in her purse. Really, that's all she had.
Yeah.
And she's so good. And it was just as powerful. Her performance was just as powerful, if not more powerful, than all these dudes with all this gear, you know. And I think that was one of the reasons that I wrote the song.
I'm curious. You mentioned, you know, you were raised in Dormont, living in Dormont. Did you move away at any time? Or?
No, I moved away for college. But other than that, I really love it. I'm pretty close with my family. I grew up. A lot of my family are from Dormont, and I grew up very close with all my cousins and my aunts and uncles. Sunday dinners every week, just playing sports with all my little cousins, and we grew up tight. And when I moved away to college, I realized how much I missed that, being with my family and being in my community. And when I came back from college, I really wanted to stick around. There was a time, I actually used to work for the Post-Gazette, and I was laid off. And when I got laid off, I kind of towed the water into getting into teaching. And there was the program Teach for America.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking into going down south for Teach for America, and I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to leave my family and my community. I really, you know, I enjoy making music with the guys I've been making music with. I've been lucky enough to have been making music with them since I was 15, you know, and that's important to me. And my family's important to me. My community's important to me. So, you know, I'm happy where I am, and I really love it. I love just being able to make music in the community I'm from.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And, you know, there's another trend. You know, there was a time 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s. If somebody was transferred, you know, their company might insist that they go work somewhere else. You kind of just did it.
Yeah.
These days, if that were to come, you would consider the whole opportunity. Of course, telecommuting, not of course, but I mean, some jobs might not even insist that you move anymore. But people are often making the choice, you know what, sounds like a great opportunity, but I'd rather stay here.
Yeah.
It's a better quality of life all around and gives me a chance to do a lot of the things you just talked about.
Yeah.
Sticking with family, sticking with the neighborhood. TJ Conley is here. I think we have time for two more songs.
Great.
It's just great to sit back and listen. What's next?
I'm going to play, this is another newer song. I wrote it for my niece. Actually, the last time the wheels were in here, I probably wrote it right around then because she was a very little baby. She was out in the theater with my other niece and nephew. Chrome Moses had a show at the Garfield Artworks, which is no longer there anymore. But my niece was born in the hospital right over there in Bloomfield. And we had a show at the Garfield Artworks. So before I went to the show to load in, I had worked a long day and I hadn't seen the baby yet, or my sister, or my brother-in-law. So I stopped by Bloomfield real quick to the hospital before I headed over to Garfield for the show. And it was just at the end of visiting hours, and it was mostly, the halls were empty and there weren't too many people there. And that's the first time I met my niece, Elena. And we went, and I think it was some show with Manny at Garfield, and I think something happened where the show didn't go off or something. And I ended up coming home, and that night I just sat down and wrote this song about meeting my niece for the first time. And this is called Elena May.
Elena May, though I've just saw your face, as though I've known you for hundreds of years. The images that come by at a world's steady pace, it's like nothing will ever seem clear. Elena May, you can't hold back the tracks of your tears. Was a bit overcast and the boss came in last, and it rained for a minute or two. But you came right on time and your mama was fine, just like you knew what you had to do. Well, Elena, baby, you're waking the world up with you. I was behind the shovel in a big pile of rubble when the news it came over the wire. I looked to the skies, I blamed the dust in my eyes for the reason it looked like I was crying. Well, Elena May, you can soften the sound with your sighs. Elena May, now it's October 8th and I was wandering hospital halls. On Banbury Lane there's a big house that's waiting, got a big old fancy new wall. Well, Elena May, you can soften the silence that falls. Well, Elena May, can soften the silence that falls.
T.J. Conley at the Saturday Light Brigade. How old is she now, roughly, dear?
She just turned two. Just a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, she turned two. She's a handful.
I can only imagine. Has she heard that song?
She she's definitely heard the song, but she's more into like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift right now.
We're gonna have to deprogram her. Which,
yeah, that's I'm not so sure about that. I try to slip in. We Chromecast videos, and she likes Taylor Perry and Katy Swift, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. But I try to slip in like Fiona Apple and Bjork and Adele and like things into the mix to try to try to get her out of that habit.
She'll find a way.
I'm sure.
TJ, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Today we have one more song, and again, check out Chrome Moses and the Wheels. I think Chrome Moses is the website with most of the info on it.
Yeah, chromemoses.com.
And we've linked to the Facebook page as well. What would you like to close out with?
This last song's a wheel song. It was a song that I wrote in the wheels, and it just seemed to be a song that people really liked. A lot of people that were Wheels fans liked this song. And when people heard I was coming on the radio today to play a few songs, and I might play some wheel songs, a lot of people asked if I'd play this one. So I'm going to play this song called The Blow.
Put all of yours
pistols or ropes. If you're stepping out, or if you're stepping down, leave one by the bridge and we'll ride through the reef. Cause if you're checking out, leave your, well, I wouldn't mind if you just left me lonely. In my chair, in the shadow of shame.
T.J. Conley, thank you for being with us. And go to Chrome Moses' website to learn more. And thanks for just being here.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Larry. Great to be back.